The World Web Grab Part 8.
In this one, we're going to finish up learning a simple way to build character customization application. Here's where we left off in the last lesson, where we had an adjust appearance frame label. So I'm going to highlight this little X button that I created. Basically, all this is a button symbol. You can just draw out a rectangle, put an X on it, and right click it and convert it to a button type symbol. That's all I did to make that button. I gave it an instance name of close_btn. Then I have some static text here and a rectangle there. So I'm going to highlight all three of those items by clicking that one, holding shift, click that one, hold shift still, and click that one. You'll have all three. Right click any one of them, convert to symbol, and make sure that is a movie clip with the top left registration. And you can name it adjust appearance clip, whatever you want. And that's in the library. And I don't think we'll need an instance name for it here. But we want to do that. That way everything is contained nicely, if we double click, within its own timeline here for this application. If you built the application maybe on the timeline with all this other stuff, it might get a little confusing or whatever. So it's best to just convert that to a movie clip. And you can do your thing in here now. So now I can create a new layer here on top of the layer that's already there. I'm going to call it AS3. For ActionScript 3, and that's where I'm going to put some code now to make this little close button work. You see it has an instance name of close_btn. So I'm going to highlight the AS3 layer, press F9, open my scripting panel, and here's the code that I'm going to place in to enable that close button to work. So basically all I'm doing is adding an event listener for the click mouse event, and what that does for that close button, and what that does is it'll make a function called go back, fire off, or execute. So once that function executes, this movie clip parent.goToInStop5 code is going to run. And what that does is, basically if you go into the parent movie clip by just double clicking here, you're now in the parent timeline. GoToInStop5, where the load world, or the world loads back up for them. So I'm just going to make it very simple. You guys can structure it out any way you want. And like I said, when I'm done with this tutorial series, I'm going to scrap this whole file anyway, because it's really just for tutorial purposes what I'm creating here. I'm going to scrap this whole file and I'm going to start over and really structure out my game differently. That way my game isn't like any of your games. So we all have something different. And now this layer here, I'm just going to call this cosmetics. I'm going to place a black box, maybe a rectangle primitive. Okay, now I'm going to go into my library with that black box in place there now, and I'm going to pull out this character movie clip, which is the same one that we've been using for the character all along. And I can also resize it. If I want to make this bigger so this person adjusting their character can see it better, I can just grab these edges and hold shift and it won't warp as I make it bigger. So now you have something that the user can see really well as they're adjusting their appearance. Now before I add controls over here to allow the user to adjust the skin tone, I'm going to instance name this movie clip. Let's just instance name that you. Inside of it you can see there's the character base, and this is going to have an instance name too to actually effectively go into this timeline and change the skin tone. We have to put an instance name on this object, this movie clip here. So let's just call this base. Movie clip name is base, and then in the parent timeline where we were just working in the code, we'll say u.base dot go to and stop whatever frame label color they pick, and the controls will allow that to happen. So let's make the controls now. First I'm going to draw a rectangle primitive, and now I can put my skin tone colors little squares in there. That's what I'll do now. Another rectangle primitive. Right, so I have more boxes now, and I'm going to put the color, but each respective skin tone, these boxes, they have to reflect that. So an easy way to do that is you can double click in here, then double click the character base, and you can go in here and get the colors. We don't need white because everybody has access to white. But if you want to record this color, you can simply go here, you highlight the object with the color, double click the color palette there, and you go into the color wheel looking thing in the top right corner. You can't see it because it went off a screen for me. But in my top right corner, I'm going to click that color wheel thing, and this screen will pop up. And then all you have to do is add to custom colors. So you see what it did? So let's add it a whole bunch of times, like 5 times or whatever. So So we make sure we get enough. Press OK. Then you just go to the next frame. Highlight that one. Do the same thing. So I'll just press OK. Now I'll go two timelines up. Right here where my boxes are sitting. Now I can highlight this one. Go to the fill color. Hit the little color wheel. And grab that first skin tone, which was the tannish. Then just follow suit with all the rest. Now that all your boxes have their proper colors, all you have to do is go through there and right click each one, convert to symbol, and let's make these button type symbols. Registration top left is fine, and you can name it skin tone BTN1 in the library. And the instance name we're going to give it is the exact instance name of the frame labels that we put into this character movie clip. Inside here, you'll see that we have frame labels here. See, this one's red. This frame label is brown. That's what we're going to use back here. So here, this one's going to be instance name of white. Now what I'll do is the same process for these other four buttons. I'm going to right-click it, convert it to a symbol, give it instance name for the proper skin tone that it represents. Alright, I'm going to draw out a rectangle primitive that's going to serve as a confirmation button. So I'll highlight the text and my little rectangle, right-click, convert to symbol, and that's going to be a button type as well. Instance name in the library, or the instance of that symbol in the library, the name of it's not important. But here, you want to give it instance name of confirm underscore BTN. Now the logic is when they hit this button, whatever choice that it is currently set on after they do any choosing is the one that's going to be saved to the MySQL database. So I'm going to show you guys where to put the code in place to do that within this button function. This X button is really just going to serve as a cancel and go back type thing for my little application. And now you can see all of my buttons are in place and ready to go for my skin tone choices, and they each have an instance name that corresponds to the frame label way down inside this movie clip of the character base. Now we just put in the code, and it's not going to be very difficult, the code that's going to allow us, when these buttons are clicked, to change this guy's skin tone. And then after that, we just put a little code in place that's going to make this button functionality occur. So after they save their confirm their choice, then we're just going to close down this adjust your appearance screen and go back into the game. Now in the develop PHP flash video tutorial section, that's where I am right now. If you scroll all the way down to the menus, buttons, and navigation, I have this tutorial called Easiest Way to Add Event Listeners to Stage Objects or Buttons Using a For Loop. So actually this code is what I'm going to use. And it's very slim, minimal code to enable many, many items or buttons to use the same function and listener dynamically. It just makes more sense to code that way, especially if you're going to have multiple buttons like this. You definitely want to use the loop. So here's the code in place for that. Let me put a little code comment above that says loop function using array to make slim event listener and function code. And you can see what I've done is I've made an array that's equal to the five buttons that I have there. Those are the instance name on those buttons. And then we can run a for each loop that says for each button variable, we create a new variable called button in the skin tone button array, which is this array right here. Then we just add a listener dynamically to that var btn, the button variable, the btn variable right here. Add event listener of mouse click, and it's going to fire off the function called skin tone click dynamically for each of those buttons. So within the function, the name of the button we can access by using event.target.name. And really, that's the frame label we want to go to anyway. That's the name of the frame label, so it makes things nice and easy if you set up like that. And really, the code to dig into that movie clip, this character sitting here, his instance name is you. If you dig inside of that, you have the base sitting right here, his name, base. That's why here in my code, you see u.base.goToInStopEvent.Target.Name. Now all we have to do is press F12, render this out. I'm going to put it on the server and test. Okay, so here I am, logged into the world of WebCraft. I'm going to go to Menu, Character Appearance, and I'm going to try and adjust my skin tone. Hey, look at that. Turns brown, yellow, red, beige, back to white. Now all we have to do is sync in a little code for this Confirm Appearance button. When they click that, we want to save whatever choice, if it's brown or whatever, we want to save that to MySQL database. And really, to make things easy, drag out a dynamic text field. So you can go up to the text tool, make sure it's classic text, dynamic text, and put it right here. You can even put some words in it to see how it's going to look and where it's going to be when words render into it. And let's name that skin tone underscore TXT. And what we'll do is when they click these buttons, we'll put that word for whatever they, whichever button they clicked, beige, yellow, red, right there in that text field. That way it'll be easier to send that variable data to MySQL or to PHP to MySQL. Now let's just remove the text after you format it to look the way you want. Let's take that instance name, skin tone underscore TXT, Control C, go back into the code, F9 to open the actions panel. Right here where it says u.base.goToInStopEvent.Target.Name, right under that put skin tone underscore dot TXT dot, I'm sorry, skin tone underscore TXT dot text is equal to event.target.name. And you might have to put double quote to make a string plus event.target.name. Now I'm going to test this out. Make sure that throws that word into that text field. Okay, so I go to Menu, Character Appearance. When I press beige, red, brown, yellow, you see how the word is going into that text field? Now it's very simple once you're in Flash. When you click this Confirm Appearance button, you're going to have a function for that button. And it'll be easy to grab that variable data, that string, from within this text field. It'll be much easier to grab it from there and then send it off to a PHP file that's going to save it to a MySQL table. Okay, my lovelies, so here's your homework for this lesson. And I'm going to put up the function in the listener for you for the confirm button. So you have confirm underscore btn dot add event listener for the mouse click event on that button. It's going to fire off a function called save appearance. And here's that function save appearance. Now, I'm not writing your scripts for you. I'm not going to show you how to create a MySQL table because I already showed that a million times. I'm not going to show you guys how to create the PHP file that Flash is going to communicate here. And I'm not even going to put in the call to PHP because I already showed that twice in this lesson series. Very early on, I showed you guys how to call out to PHP in a two-way communication with ActionScript and PHP. So, I'm just leaving you these comments, and this is your homework. You make a call to PHP here, like I already showed you guys. Then, you'll need a new table. Let me spell that correctly. You'll need a new table in MySQL called Appearance. So, you'll have an appearance table within your MySQL database that exists already. Then, you'll need a PHP script waiting on your server to handle this function's call out to PHP from ActionScript. And that PHP script will parse the appearance variables that come into it and send them to your MySQL database table called Appearance. So that is your homework. So you have all the code examples that you need. Now, for your homework, you have to apply your own logic to get things done. Alright, so everything on my end is working perfectly. But now that you'll have an application that lets them choose different options of appearance and you know how to send a call to PHP to save that data in a MySQL database, what you're going to have to know next is reloading the game world or player movie clip upon confirmation. This way the player instantly sees their newly edited appearance. So once they finish editing their appearance, they click the confirm button. You want to make sure we reload the game world, or at least the player movie clip, upon confirmation. So we're going to have to possibly change the way that we're adding this little guy to stage, or maybe we'll have a text field here. Now basically, yeah, all we'll have to do is you can actually add it to this data here that's sitting in these text fields, you can hold the skin choice so when the game initially loads, you can request that skin choice data from that MySQL table. And then when the character loads up, you just say plyr.base.goToInstopSkinToneChoice. So your homework isn't that tough. You guys already know what you need to do. Just get her done. So in the next lesson, this one will be crossed out and we'll be starting on world area creation and going full screen. So we'll show you how to make the world area and also how to let people full screen that world area.